Well, summer is in full swing. That means there's no shortage of outdoor events and activities happening. Today, we welcome Rebecca Shams, who is a health promoter with the Health Unit, to remind us of some of the rules around smoking and vaping in outdoor areas. Rebecca, always a pleasure.
Hi, Bob.
Let's start up. First and foremost, what is the public health concern with secondhand smoke in outdoor areas? It seems obvious, but we still see people doing it, so it's worth mentioning.
Well, I think, people think that things dissipate much quicker than they actually do outdoors. But like you said, we're all very aware that secondhand smoke is harmful, very harmful, both the smoke that comes off the end of a cigarette as well as whatever is exhaled by the person who's using the cigarette is very damaging to people's health. And even in an outdoor area, that those particulates can hang in the immediate vicinity and still really affect people who aren't doing the smoking. We have less evidence for secondhand aerosols from vaping, only because it hasn't been around long enough to do real, like, large scale, comprehensive studies on it. But we do know that whatever is in the air, the aerosols and particulates that are exhaled when someone is vaping are harmful to our lung health. We just don't know the details and the extent of that damage. So, and then there's also when you think about smoking and vaping in public spaces outdoors, there's the role modeling that we need to consider and what young people are seeing. There's also the responsibility we have towards healthy environments. You know, cigarette butt litter is the most littered item on earth by mass. And when you think about how tiny each cigarette butt is, that's pretty kind of impressive that it makes that much pollution for the environment. And then restricting smoking and vaping in outdoor shared public spaces helps all of this. It helps to reduce exposure, so reduce health harms as well as reduce environmental harms and increase positive role modeling for young people. So it's always good to get that reminder of where it's prohibited to smoke or vape so we can keep the air fresh and make sure we're protecting everyone from the effects of secondhand smoke and vapor.
Now, just like, that part of the conversation, it bears repeating where you can and where you cannot smoke and vape in outdoor areas.
Yeah, so let's start with outdoor play areas because it's summertime and we all like to get outside and play. So the Smoke-Free Ontario Act prohibits smoking and vaping of any substances, including cannabis, at all playgrounds and sports fields. This includes the spectator areas for sports fields and then 20 meters from the perimeter. And you just have to be mindful in some parks that if you've backed up 20 meters from one sports field, you're not encroaching on the 20-meter buffer of another one that's behind you. And then, of course, municipalities can extend these smoking rules. They can make them more strict. So, as an example, the town of Perth has also restricted smoking within 9 meters of an entrance or exit of any municipal building. And the town of Smiths Falls has expanded the smoking and vaping restriction to include all parks and public gathering spaces. So that means even if there's not a play structure or sports field there, there is no smoking or vaping allowed in any city-owned park, trail, beach, garden, green space, transit shelter, or outdoor meeting space.
All right. Well, listen, we're very pleased to have with us now Dr. Lena Lee, who is the Associate Medical Officer of Health with the Health Unit, joining us. Dr. Lee, can you tell us more about how public health is involved in the Smoke-Free Ontario Act?
Yeah, absolutely. And hello, everyone. So, the Smoke-Free Ontario Act is the Ontario-specific legislation that prohibits smoking and vaping, and that includes cannabis as well as tobacco, in many places to protect people from exposure to secondhand smoke and vapor. And really, the background for this is the strong health evidence around secondhand smoke and vapor being a concern for people who are not themselves intending to use that substance. And so the health units across Ontario are tasked with enforcing the Smoke-Free Ontario Act. And so our inspectors, sometimes also called education and enforcement officers, are the ones who do that enforcement of the legislation. And then they also, as the name implies, provide education and provide signage and really help to bring to life the public health principles of the act beyond just the legislation alone, and help support people in being able to follow the law. Oftentimes people simply are not aware of the requirements under that act, Or people may be aware and do need elements that have to do with enforcement, and sometimes even things like being served fines or whatever the case may be, right? Depending on, for example, members of the public versus vendors or operators, et cetera. So oftentimes we do work with municipalities, and municipalities do have the ability to extend the rules around smoking and vaping based on their own bylaws. And so our staff and the health unit will also work with municipalities on what that might look like, as well as what enforcement might look like from a municipal bylaw perspective.
Now, Rebecca, there are some lesser known rules when it comes to smoking in public and vaping. Fill us in on some of those.
Sure. So, just another very summer relevant one is around patios. So, I think everybody knows that there's no smoking or vaping on any patio, but that also includes any place where food is served and a 9 meter buffer around the patio or food service area. So, that really helps the smoke not to just drift right back into the people that are sitting there. And then schools and community recreation centers are also completely smoke and vape free. That includes the entire property, parking lot, and a 20-meter buffer zone from the perimeter. And for schools, this applies over the summer, even when schools aren't in use. And then also included under the Smoke-Free Ontario Act are workplace vehicles because they are considered part of the enclosed workplaces. So delivery vans or any vehicle that you're using in the course of your work day would be no smoking or vaping. Chip trucks are considered patios or food service areas, so they would also have that 9 meter buffer from the area. And no smoking or vaping in any vehicle if someone under the age of 16 is present.
All right, thank you for that. And Dr. Lee, how can we get some more info on this if we want it?
Yeah, so as always, we have information on our website. So that's healthunit.org. We have links for the Smoke-Free Ontario Act, as well as information, lots of information about smoking and vaping. And just as a plug, not the focus today, but we do have lots of resources as well about people who are looking to quit or reduce their use. And we do also run clinics and clinical support for people who are looking for that as well. So information on our website. If there are municipal bylaws, of course, going to your municipality to look at their bylaws is the place to go. And then if you want to call us or contact us directly, we do have a phone line. And also, if you want to get more information about quitting or reducing your use, the specific email address is quit@healthunit.org. Again, quit@healthunit.org, and we have certified quit coaches who will respond to that.
All right. Certainly very happy to have you here, Deputy Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Lena Lee. As always, thank you. Better late than never.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here as always.
And health promoter Rebecca Shams, always a pleasure to speak with you as well.
You too, Bob. Thank you.
Great job holding down the fort. That's another edition of What's Good here on MyFM.